Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know this is Tuesday, amen, but I am excited, amen, because I don't care what weeping endured for a night. It only happened, amen, in a night time, amen. But joy is coming in the morning. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how it looks like. I don't care what it seems like it's going to be at the end of the day. Joy coming in the morning. I'm so glad, amen, I got a God that knows how to give joy. I'm so glad that, amen, I got a God, amen, that can do everything but fail. You know, I'm out of Oshayim. If we had to leave it up to the devil, we would be in a world of trouble. But God knows, amen, our beginning as well as our ending. He is our Alpha and Omega. Oh, I praise him. A lot of you are going through, a lot of us are going through, amen. But if we hold on, keep that joy in the spite of, in the midst of, between, amen, what people say, our blessings. Amen. You can see those things come and go because everything down here on earth is temporal. Amen. The preacher said everything was vanity, vanity, vanity. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And what has been is already been and it already will be. Amen. Because, amen, what already is because God has allowed it to be. And God is going to straighten it out. Amen. Even the things that, amen, that the enemy has tried to do to us. And I praise God, amen. I praise God that, amen, gave us enough love to show us that there is an enemy that's out there, and I hate him. Satan is the one of the most cruelest and the worst things I have ever encountered and seen in my life. And yes, I've been in his presence and seen what he can do, seen how he tap whole households. Amen. He don't get just the mother or the father. He gets the children as well. Amen. And it's passed on from generation to generation because of the sin that is in our lives. But oh, joy is coming in the morning. Weeping endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. You need to praise him. You need to lift him up today. You need to give him the glory despite of what you see going on in your life. If your sons are in prison, just praise him. If your daughters are on crack, just praise him. If your mother-in-law, amen, is treating you ill, amen, and being ill-favored towards you, just praise him. If your husband don't have respect for you and wants you to do all kind of things, amen, with your body, just praise God, amen, and begin to resist the devil. Once you resist him, once you let him know that you don't care what he said because he's coming in thoughts. He's coming in, literally, he's coming in conversation to challenge your mind. He loves to challenge your mind because he know that your mind is a day old, where his mind is thousands of years old. And there has not been anything that he has not seen and did that he can do with the flesh. When Peter was talking to Jesus and Jesus told him, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, get behind me, Satan, because thou savest not the things that be of this world, but of the things that be of man. That mean that you delight in the things of the flesh. You delight, Satan, he was literally telling Satan, you delight in what you can do to the flesh because you can take the flesh and do anything you want to do to it because that's the weakest element that's in the world. The water knows its current. The water knows in what directions to flow. The sun knows when, amen, to rise on the east and set, amen, in any direction that it want to set. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And sets, Lord, my God, I just give God the glory. Amen. The stars know where to set. Amen. As far as the night watch is concerned and the amen, to bring the glimmering and the light, amen, the radiance, amen, down in the earth, the twinkling, amen, so that people can see the beauty of the ray of God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. the birds know when to fly north or south or wherever they fly during migration time. But we as men and women don't know, amen, our God. So we tend to yield and lean on something that has no validity, that all it can do is destroy what God has created for his glory. For he said that everything was good that he had made. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And this is Bible study time. I'm excited because Joy is coming in the morning. And I don't care what the enemy try to do. Amen. He has been defeated, if you believe. I had to go through a series, amen, of strugglings, of tests, of abuse, of mistreatment, of literally being hated and physically attacked as well through marriages, to know that there is a God. And I would see the things that he would deliver me out of when I was younger in Christ, and I would believe him, but I didn't hold it to heart. But when I got old, through the various experiences that I had to go through, I literally held it at heart to see that, amen, God can do everything but fail. So I'm a witness today. I'm a testimony for Jesus Christ that he is, amen, and there is no other. Satan is not a God. He's a stinking, no good, dirty dog. He comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And the only way that he can steal from you, the Bible teaches us about the strong man and how the strong man comes in and overthrow the strong man that's in the house. Well, he has to be stronger than you. And Satan uses deception. He uses seducing and trickery and beguiling. When Balak had asked Balaam I think it was Beor had asked Balak, amen, to curse the Israelites, amen. Well, he told him that he couldn't do that, amen, because God had not given him permission to do it, amen. And one of the things that you had seen in the scripture where even when he tried to go in and accomplish this faith, amen, that his donkey, amen, stopped and wouldn't move, and then the donkey began to talk to him and tell him that he had been faithful to him and why he wanted to beat on him, because it wasn't a time that he had not obeyed him, but an angel had stood by him with a sword waiting to kill him and Balak as well. So he had told Beor that, amen, one of the things that he cannot do, he cannot curse what God had already blessed. And see, one of the things that we need to understand is that we are a blessed nation, those that follow Jesus Christ. Amen. And we cannot be cursed. Amen. Once the blessing comes, but the thing that he said and he told him, he said that he can do, he could put a stumbling block before the nation of Israel. And a stumbling block was literally deception through love. Those demons that came in and seduced the people, and it caused them to be seduced and to follow other flesh, strange flesh, and walk away from that first love. Well, that's what happens to us. Amen. We go away from our first love. Amen. And follow this old stuff that Satan is trying to do and end up causing our lives to shipwreck. Amen. So God, amen, is not the one that brings in all of these problems to our lives. It is Satan that does it. And once you can get that stumbling block out your life, you got it going. You got it going on. You got it made. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to preach on that so I can give you the chapter, amen, and the names on how to pronounce them much better than what I'm doing today. But we got to have an understanding that God, amen, thank you, Jesus, is a God, amen, that bless, that increase. So in Bible study, amen, we're literally talking about end time revelation and what's getting ready to occur, amen, and the famine that's in the land and what we're supposed to do about it, how we're supposed to live, amen, and what God has set up for us, because there is a land of Goshen for us. That is a land of blessing for us where the enemy can't come in and touch it. We as the body of Christ don't understand that that is true. Once you make that covenant with God and you make that relation established by righteousness, amen, and you obey the steps that God has given you, amen, thank you, Jesus, you can tap into, amen, your blessings, amen, and begin to receive the things that God wants you to receive, because, amen, it's getting ready to get real bad down here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I want you to listen to this, and then we'll go into prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I give God praise. I give God praise.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. He is worthy of our praise. How I love the God that created the heavens and earth. Amen. And the scripture that I was talking about, amen, is for us. Thank you, Jesus. As far as Balak, amen, the son of Zippor, amen, and Balaam, the son of Beor. I was saying Beor, amen, instead of so much Balaam. Well, Balak had wanted Balaam to curse Israel, amen, and thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, God, amen. And he was afraid of Israel because he seen them as a great number of people that would come in, and he thought they was going to literally take over his country. So he sent for Balaam, amen, in order to curse Israel. And I was talking to you about how Balaam had, donkey had told him, amen, that he had been with him all these many years, and why would he not obey him? Praise God. But anyway, as we go into the 24th chapter and starting at the 17th verse, this is what Balaam said: I shall see him, but not now. Amen. I shall behold him, but not nigh. Therefore shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. Amen. So, amen, we look at the scripture, amen, and see what Satan literally tried to do. He tried to bring in a stumbling block, amen, and that's what Balaam told Balak he could do, bring in a stumbling block, and that stumbling block is marrying into strange flesh and fooling around with people that are not believers in Christ Jesus. Amen. And once you get hold to that that stumbling block, amen, that's the one of the hardest demons to get rid of, because they'll come in and use all kind of tricks and traps in order to keep you in bondage. But today, amen, we know the truth, and the Bible said we should know the truth, and it will set us free. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now, and I praise you, God, for my strong concordance, amen, being by my side. Because, amen, I don't want to quote scriptures wrong. I want to speak the right thing, amen. And if I haven't reviewed that subject in a while, amen, and just come up, I want to make sure that I'm speaking it right, because it's the Spirit that leads my mouth, amen, and not myself. So we just ask, God, that you would move by your Spirit, and that you would get the glory out of our lives, and that you would honor the Bible study today, because we have some pertinent information for the body of Christ, amen. We're living in the last days, and you're soon to come, but there's the devil out there, and we got to know how to defeat him through strategy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight. We don't have to, amen, deal with anything, amen, that the enemy is doing if we know you, God, as being our Lord and Savior. So I ask you to bind up the enemy today, bind up witches and warlocks, bind up every demon that's in the atmosphere and stratosphere above the heavens itself. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that are residing, amen, in the first and second heaven in the atmosphere and stratosphere area. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord God, I ask you to go in and pull those demons down, amen, the Persian demons and all of these strongholds, the KDBO Shadow demons that are trying to reign over cities and states and towns, amen. Bring down that homosexual demon that's over these nations. Bring down, amen, the lust demons and the stumbling block demons and the lying and the murdering, killing demons and those drug demons that are over these nations, and God, and begin to send forth, amen, your power, bind up all this mystic and magic and all of this sorcery demons that are over your nations, amen, and bring them down. Put on the whole armor of Jesus Christ so that we may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. And Lord God, amen, let us understand that we don't contend with our sisters and brothers, but our warfare is in the heavenlies, fighting against those, amen, demons, those princes, amen, that try to destroy us. In Jesus' name. Now, I ask you to add a blessing to the word today, because, Lord God, we need this word in order to stand. You are so holy. I worship you. Hallelujah. I worship you. I praise you today. I give you all the honor and all the glory today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forevermore. I just praise God today. I'm excited. Amen. As we go into, amen, Bible study, amen, we last talked about the economy, amen, and the failing dollar. The dollar, amen, is not going to recover. A lot of people think that, amen, we can put all our investments, amen, in what the value of the dollar is, amen, but it's literally failing. It's literally become insolvent. Amen. And before it's over with, the insolvent means America is going to go bankrupt. That's what it literally means. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's insolvent. It's unable to pay its debts. Amen. Literally in a world of trouble. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to understand, amen, what God has set forth for us. Amen. He has given us a financial system, a way out, and it's not in the paper money. The paper money is dying. It has no power. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If we look at today, amen, news and what it's saying over in Greece and Germany, amen, they are in a lot of trouble. Amen. Because they have... all the European nations, they did pick up on the euro, and the euro cannot bail them out of their deficit problems, amen. Amen, and in America, amen, and other supporting nations that literally support the dollar, the value is literally gone down, amen. So we, amen, before this Antichrist come on the scene, we're going to need to acquire land, and I keep on telling you, your greatest value is going to be in the land. Those that don't have land and don't know how to literally do farming and literally know how to produce their own crops, amen. When the economic system gets so, so bad, amen, people are going to end up accepting the mark of beast just to buy a loaf of bread. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then if you listen to what I said on last week, one of the things that America and all the nations are going to have to do is they're going to have to be self-supportive. Well, after I had made that statement, amen, one of the major news companies, amen, literally said that what the nations are going to do is they're going to have to be self-supportive. So America is going to have to branch away from all these other nations. The G20 is not going to be effective. They're going to try it for so many years, and then all of a sudden it's going to collapse because it's not going to support being able to support the world itself. So the nations itself are going to have to go to individual supporting. America going to have to support America, amen, and stop doing imports and exports and all of these trades, amen, because we won't be able to afford it because the value of the dollar is leaving, amen, amen. And then we as Christians, in order to succeed and get our land of Goshen, we're going to have to literally go to God. Amen. And God has a fail-proof system. He has a financial system, like I said, that will adhere to his will and support his people. Now, this is an interesting support, not support, but report. Amen. If we look at Tel Aviv, Israel, today, it is noted as the gay capital of the Middle East. And this is a mixed city, amen, where it houses Arabs, Jews, and other nations. This is all a plan of Satan for one world government. And I told you about the Antichrist and how he was not going to marry, and nor was he interested in marrying anybody. I said that on last week. And one of the things that it said that he is a homosexual, amen, and Tel Aviv, Israel. Amen. It sits right by the Mediterranean Sea. On one side is Syria, and on the other side is Lebanon. And so it's more closer to the Mediterranean Sea than Jerusalem is. I told you that Jerusalem is not as close to the Mediterranean Sea. At one time I said, you know, it's a little bit back off in there. It's not close to the Mediterranean Sea. But the Antichrist is going to set up his capital there. That's where he's going to reign, so to say. Amen. In a name a magazine, I won't give the name of the magazine, the gay capital of the Middle East, Tel Aviv, is the most liberal and accepting city in the region of for lesbians, for gays, for bisexual and transgenders, transsexuals, with a well-established LGBT. That means lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders. Amen. Community. America, a journalist, Dave Kaufman, has described the city as a place packed with the kinds of we're here, we're queer vibe more typically found in Sydney and San Francisco, where most of the gays are. Amen. The city hosts an annual Pride Parade, attracting thousands of goers, which is the biggest gay pride in Asia. And early in 2008, saw the city hosting Israel's first sex festival in January 2008. Amen. And now if we look at America today, America itself will be, if they don't come back to God, one of the biggest nations to support gay marriages, same-sex unions, to the point that it's extremely urgent that we stop this stuff. We are allowing all of this to come in, not knowing this is the will of Satan, and it's not the will of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then if you look at the world itself, amen, and the Bible literally tells us, amen, thank you, Jesus, about the earthquakes in diverse places. You can see that, amen, in the book of Matthew and also in Luke, excuse me. Amen, on how, amen, we have found so many earthquakes, amen, that have literally, amen, been noted as far back as the 80s and even far back as, amen, later than that date. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, and one of the things that have happened is that the Bible said that you would hear about these. You would hear about wars and rumors of wars. And all of this, amen, is coming to the end time. But if we take, amen, for instance, every time a nation is devastated by natural disasters like hurricanes and tsunamis and earthquakes, the nation will go in and begin to look for disaster relief, and one of the things that happened is, amen, a lot of people get killed during that time, amen, and a lot of them, amen, are going through hard times, amen. Technology is lost, amen, and inside communication is literally lost, and a crime increase, amen, and then during these times, people begin to steal, amen, and commit all kinds of crimes, amen. Well, this is all a part of Satan and what he's trying to do as far as bringing the Antichrist, amen, up. Amen. What Satan literally wants to do, he's assisting the Antichrist with worldly issues that are occurring, amen, So when the Antichrist come on the scene, he won't have not much to do but to take his office, because Satan is bringing in all over the world gays. Homosexuality is a thing that God say is an abomination. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you can read that in Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 1. Well, this Antichrist, amen, when he come on the scene, if we are not stable, amen, as far as the economy is concerned, amen, we are going to be in a world of trouble. So I was talking to you about, amen, the value of the U.S. dollar. Amen. And I gave you some pertinent information on last week. And I gave you some pertinent information on how God wants his, amen, thank you, Jesus, system, amen, to be ran, amen, in essence to us, amen, and our financial system that God has set up. Amen. The value of the U.S. dollar compared to other currencies. The U.S. dollar is most easily measured by exchange rate. Exchange rate, E-X-C-H-A-N-G-E rate, which compares its value to other currencies. Exchange rates change every day because currencies are traded on an open market. Amen. Exchange rates, the dollar weakened 20% against the euro between March 3rd, December 1st, 2009. The $12 trillion U.S. debit reduced confidence in the dollar value during the credit crisis, and that was in April 2008 through March 2009. Amen. Now, mind you, the euro is not above the dollar. Amen. Mind you that the euro is not above the dollar. The dollar still holds its place. The dollar strengthened 22%, and businesses hold it dollars since credit wasn't available. Amen. It hoarded dollars, excuse me. Because of that, amen, the dollar value, amen, literally, amen, was strengthened 22% as far as the business. Hoarded the dollar since credit wasn't available. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The credit line had literally been, it's literally gone, amen, as far as the dollar value is concerned, as far as the system, American government, amen, and the system is concerned. Amen. Before that, in 2002 and 2008, the dollar lost 40% of its value, while the debt, amen, increased by 60%. In 2002, a euro was worth 87 cents versus the dollar, which was worth $1.51. Amen. So the dollar still has more value than the euro. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And in December 1st, 2009, a Federal Reserve foreign exchange rate, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is some information you need to hold, amen, because I'm going to tell you about some other things, amen. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York historical exchange rate, the dollar is declining for the following reasons. The U.S. debt is over $12 trillion. Foreign investors are concerned that the U.S. will let the dollar decline, so the relative value of its debt is less. The large debt could force the U.S. to raise taxes to pay it off, which would slow economic growth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. As more countries join or trade with the European Union, demands for the euro increase. Foreign investors are defying their profit, amen, their portfolios with more non-dollar demonstrated assets, amen. They're not using the dollar so much as they have been. As the dollar loses value, investors are less likely to hold assets in dollars as they wait for the decline to stop. I'm reading this at a pace where you can hear what I'm saying. Thank you, Jesus. The value of the dollar as measured by treasury bonds. The value of the dollar is also measured by the demand of the U.S. Treasury bills, notes, and bonds. Treasury bills, notes, and bonds are sold at auction by the U.S. Treasury Department and can be bought for more or less than the face value, depending on demand. They can also be resold on an open market if price can fluctuate further. The greater the demand, the lower the yield that the government has to pay investors. Conversely, when demand fell, then the government must pay a high yield to attract, amen, investors back, amen. That's literally attract them back, amen. Attract is what I'm saying. Since January 2009, the value of the dollar as measured by treasuries agree with its value and measured by exchange rate. It's weakened. By December 1st, 2009, the 10-year treasury note yield rose up to 3.28% and a 52.6% increase from the 2.15% yield on January the 15th. An increase in the treasury yield is a decrease in dollar value. An increase in the treasury yield is a decrease in dollar value. Between April 2008 and March 2009, the yield dropped from 3.57% to 2.93%, indicating a stronger dollar. Amen. Prior to that, the treasury yield stayed in a range of 3.91% to 4.23%, indicating a stable dollar value. This made it a world currency. Source, U.S. Treasury, daily treasury yield curves rate. Amen. Since January 2009, the value of the dollar is weakening as measured by both exchange rate and by treasuries. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The world is in a recession. Investors want a safe investment, and the dollar is looking less safer thanks to the $20 trillion U.S. debt. The higher the debt, the less safe the dollar seems. To fund the debt, the treasury is auctioning more notes then there is demand causing yield to raise. Amen. I keep on telling you the dollar, amen, will not support America after a while. It will not support the world after a while. So God has a financial system, amen, in order for us to tap into. And he has told us how to use this financial system. I told you the steps that Joseph used. And I told you what he did, amen, in order to secure not only Egypt, not only the Hebrews, but a mixed multitude of people, amen, that came into Egypt. And you can look and see, well, why was Egypt so productive, amen, and all the other nations were not productive? Well, Egypt was productive because God appointed it to be productive. So when God set forth the thing, amen, in order it to be productive for the commonwealth of the people, then in that area, amen, thank you, Jesus, it's literally going to be a place of blessing. You know, they have a lady named Helen Bella that sings a song, amen, about an oasis right in the middle of a desert. Well, amen, when you with God, you have an oasis right in the middle of your global recession, amen, and thank you, Jesus, and it will produce, amen, right in the middle of a recession, amen, and the problems that will occur in the earth realm. But you got to be tapped into God's financial system, Now, I told you about, amen, being an entrepreneur. Amen. And when you're an entrepreneur, one of the things that, amen, thank you, Jesus, that you literally have to understand that, amen, you have to have faith. Amen. God has literally given you three major components, amen, in order to be a successful entrepreneur. And that is faith, belief, and then to wait on him until he work it out. Faith to accept what God has told you to do, amen, so it can work, his will can work in your life. And then you must believe in what God has given you to do, amen. You got to literally, amen, believe that he's able to bring your vision or your desire to pass. Amen. Then you got to believe in yourself. You must believe that you can bring that vision to pass. Amen. And you must believe that the people that you have, amen, interest in showing your investment to will catch hold to your vision or your dream and begin to work with you to make it work. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then you have to venture out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And begin to sell, amen, your product or your vision or your dream to the people that are buyers. Amen. And then you must wait on the timing of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And you must wait to see results because, amen, the results don't happen overnight. And then you must market. Amen. You must get out there and literally market the area. Amen. And wait to see what is needed in that area. What you live in, what city, amen, or state, amen, you live in, amen, so that you can be, amen, very productive in that area. You're not going to sell watermelons in, I would say, in Russia and think you can raise watermelons in Russia if you live there knowing that, amen, the climate won't allow you to grow watermelons. So you take, amen, in the region, in the area that you live in, to bring forth your entrepreneur, amen, dream, amen. And then you begin to work on that dream and that vision. You get people to believe in you that are willing to help you in that area. And then you go forth in it, and then you begin to market it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And like I tell you, your success is going to be in the land. One of the things that you need to do is purchase as much land as you can purchase. Amen. Put rent houses on them. Amen. And then when hard times come, amen, you're going to have to learn how to farm the land. And those that don't have money because the financial system is going to, money value is going to be depleted. Then you will have those workers to work, amen, as high for, amen, their livelihood, food on their table, to obtain clothes on their back, and to do various other things that's needed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I have always made a statement. I was working in a school district as a paraprofessional, and one of the things that I would always do with the children, I work with special children, and I love them so much. And I praise God. That's why I love Jerusalem so much in America and the world at large, the people in it. Because I see what Satan can do. And these special need children, amen, needed the various attention, amen, in order to survive. And I taught life skills, amen, and I would go in there and I would teach them how to do and how to manage as far as home was concerned and how to cook and how to clean up and stuff like that. And it was rewarding, amen, along with the curriculum, amen, as far as reading and writing and various things. But I would always say on the various things that I would do, success can only be measured by the things that you have accomplished successfully. So being an entrepreneur, amen, living in the land of Goshen, amen, living in your, amen, land, you're going to have to build up a system that will benefit you and your employees so that your employees can work for you. Amen. And like I said, because the finances, the money is going to run out, but you can pay them and it not be with money. So, amen. I want to talk to you about socks. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. And one of the things that we can do now before it gets so bad, we can invest in stocks, but one of the things that we have to understand that if you don't have a stockbroker, you're going to have to go and literally do research and understand how to turn that money with the various stocks. And then one of the things that you do is when you get the stocks, amen, and when they begin to increase, amen, through the money, amen, you let that money sit for so long, amen, and then you get that money out before that stock crash, amen. And you take and you invest that money in another system, amen, as far as what God has called forth as being an entrepreneur, amen, and let that money, amen, begin to bring wealth in another way other than finances. If you let that money stay in the stock market, amen, when Dow Jones or all of this stuff crashes, your money is gone and you done lost. But a wise person, amen, will build that house, amen, and won't tear it down. So we're going to talk some more, amen, amen, on God's financial system. And I've given you for the last few segments, amen, in depth on how to deal with it and how to do, and amen, and on entrepreneurship, amen. You got to be an entrepreneur in order to survive. You don't want to accept the mark of the beast. Amen. Satan is spreading, and he's working hard, amen, to set up the system so that when the Antichrist come in, then the Antichrist won't have that much work to do because it's already being set up, amen, and we are blinded to us. It's sad when you can open up the door and allow homosexuals to be a part, amen, of a great nation that was founded by our forefathers, amen, and we take and turn around and let it become queer. Amen. Homosexuals don't produce seeds. Amen. So the Antichrist, what he's going to do is let them marry, let them, amen, have relationships with the opposite sex in order to birth children for the use of what he wants them to be used for. But it will never be, amen, pleasing in God's eyesight. So I'm gradually, and I'm trying to read it slow so you can understand, amen, what I'm saying, so that God can get the glory out of this, because I'm telling you, Christ is soon to come, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. Now, there are those of you that don't know God. Now is the time to know him, and in the pardoning of your sins, all you have to do is acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and he'll open up that door, and he will in no wise cast you out. And I'd rather accept his mark than the mark of the beast, because like I told you, amen, when you invite Jesus in, there ain't no failure. You will succeed. But if you go by this system and what Satan has done, amen, you're sure you're predestined to go to hell. Now this, amen, is not just a plea to come, but it's a cry out, amen, to come to Christ and know him. I found him, and I love every moment with him. I'm just engulfed with the joy that he brings to my soul. Saints, please turn to Christ. God bless, and I will see you again. And we're going to go back and talk about, amen, the entrepreneurship, amen, and the financial system and how God want to tap in through the land, amen. That's your greatest wealth. God bless you, and then we're going to study more on the Antichrist, amen. I'm going to go back into the scriptures in that essence. Amen, because I've given you enough information for you to get out there now and begin to invest in what your visions and dreams are. Amen, and get your land of Goshen because it's before you. And God will keep you. Amen. God bless.